Work has begun to secure a dam in western Massachusetts that was flagged almost a decade ago as a threat to public safety and property. Improvements are being made to strengthen an earthen dam, which, if breached, could cause catastrophic damage to elegant homes in the Atwater Park neighborhood of Springfield and also to Bay State Medical Center. Mayor Dominic Sarno said the city tried for years before recently obtaining the $2 million to do the work needed to shore up the Van Horn Dam.
You know, it's not a sexy project. It was right on the top, one of the top of our list to make sure we secure the proper funding for it.
The project's being paid for by a public-private partnership that consists of $1 million from the state and $1 million from MassMutual Financial Group. The dam, which holds back the water in a reservoir in Van Horn Park, was cited in 2007 as a high hazard after state inspectors found it to be structurally deficient and in poor condition. Springfield Park Commission Chairman Brian Santinello said officials have kept a nervous eye on the dam for at least 15 years.
And we would be getting reports from consultants that were saying, you know, all it's going to take is a 100-year storm and this thing could breach. Well, along came Hurricane Sandy. And I sat down with Pat and I was a little nervous because it was dropping 10 to 15 inches of rain in New York. And thank God it veered off and it missed us.
During the administration of former Governor Deval Patrick, the state legislature created a $70 million fund to address the state's numerous deteriorating dams. Funds earmarked for the Van Horn Dam project were released earlier this year by the administration of Governor Charlie Baker. Ben Kraft, the director of government and public affairs at Bay State, said the hospital is relieved the repairs to the dam are finally being made.
We don't close. We can't close. No matter what comes down the pike, weather-wise or anything else.
The major part of the project is the removal of numerous trees from the dam, according to Pat Sullivan, the city's director of parks.
Years ago, it was thought that trees are beneficial to a dam, but over the years, the technology has, we have learned that they actually create voids and can cause problems during those extreme storm events. So they will be removed.
The work also includes erosion protection on both sides of the dam. Hard-packed stone will be put on the water side and a walking path built on top. The Van Horn Dam work is one of several projects Springfield is undertaking to make the city safer, better prepared, and more resilient in the event disaster strikes. Earlier this year, the city was awarded $18 million by the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development under a national disaster resiliency program. Springfield will use the federal grant to leverage private funds for a multitude of projects, according to Peter Garvey, the city's director of capital asset construction.
We got $60 million worth of work, and $18 million of it is coming from HUD.
The city was eligible for the federal funds because of multiple natural disasters in 2011, including a tornado, tropical storm, and crippling October snowstorm. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.